VI Talk people, it's Kaz. Just coming in on the discussion about clumsy moments. I don't have very many of the glass knocking over, cup knocking over moments because I am absolutely paranoid about glasses and cups and glasses of drink. For example, I never ever put a glass on the floor beside my foot, for example, or a cup. If I'm visiting somebody, say, and I want to go to the toilet or whatever, I will always go and say, put my glass on a surface and then go. I never ever would put it on the floor beside me at a party or anything like that because I'm paranoid about knocking it over. I never leave glasses really standing up on the side. I'll lie them down flat in the sink. Glasses, I have a phobia of breaking glasses because, you know, smashed glass everywhere, shards of glass, it can get anywhere. And I have in the past cut my finger on, you know, glass, picking up other people who've smashed glasses. So I'm really, really paranoid about it. So I probably have in the past, but certainly not in recent years have I knocked over a glass of anything or a mug of coffee or a mug of tea or anything like that. I have a few of my clumsy moments though. I did once drop on my kitchen floor in my last flat, which was tiles. I dropped a litre bottle of fabric conditioner and it cracked and I ended up with fabric conditioner everywhere, all over my floor. It smelt beautiful, but was it a mess to clean up? Oh my goodness, was it ever. I have knocked a bag of sugar over again. Oh my god, mess. Oh, especially as it, you know, you can't really, because if you wet it, it just goes sticky and oh God. So I have done that too. What else have I knocked over? Oh, I once knocked over, I warmed up you know, the cartons of soup you can get for people in the UK, the new Covent Garden cartons of soup, which taste really nice. They taste like homemade soup. And I once heated up half a carton of that in the microwave and I put it on the work surface and I knocked that over and it went all over the cooker. And I was living with my ex-partner at the time who was sighted, it was years ago, and I just walked out of the kitchen in disgust and let him clean a mess up for me. So I guess I've had a few clumsy moments, not with glasses and cups though, because glasses and cups scare me, but I've also fallen over a few times, tripped over. More often than not, it's been because I've been trying to get managed without a cane because I think I can do all right. Did it in the RNC in Hereford. I was walking across from one of the halls to the main building and I thought, oh, I don't need a cane. I know where I'm going. And I tripped over a curb and I fell and I badly sprained my wrist and then ended up in a splint thing for weeks. But that's because I was being all vain and saying, I don't need a cane, I can manage. I've also, I'm not sure whether it's a clumsy moment. I suppose it is. I fell onto the railway tracks at an unmanned station. It'll be, let me just think, how many years ago? 6 years ago now, I think it was. Passed in June, I came off the train and I couldn't really use a cane. I was pulling two wheelie bags, two like whole dolls on wheels and one in each hand because I had been away somewhere and I had two bags with me. And I was kind of pulling them along so I couldn't really use a cane on that occasion. And I turned, instead of turning left to go to the car park, I turned right and I ended up on the bloody rail tracks complete with my bags. But luckily loads of people, because there was people luckily it was a commuter time, and there was loads of people saw me, and they came running, they dragged me up off the tracks, and made sure I was okay. But we had to end up getting the paramedics because I couldn't walk because I'd hurt my ankle, and the paramedics came and they took me to hospital. But the only thing I was quite proud of was the fact that I had my mobile phone in my hand at the time, and it never left my hand, and I fell, but I kept grip of my phone all times. So I suppose that's a clumsy moment. That's quite a serious clumsy moment, actually. So, I think we all have them as blind people, don't we? I think we all have moments where we think, oh, my God. I mean, I'm quite careful. I'm and tidy, but I'm reasonably careful when I'm going places. I think the older I've got, the more careful I've become, and I'm kind of aware of my surroundings. I mean, I used to walk into lampposts quite regularly. I used to hit my head off things because I just didn't really take good care when I was walking around. I didn't use my cane properly. I didn't think I needed it. I'm getting a bit better now. I'm still not. I still have this vanity thing, and I still don't always use a cane when I should. But I am getting better the older I get. And I realise, I hear people talk on here, people who've lost their sight later in life and who use canes and things. And I think, really, if they can do it, so can I. And I'm a lot better than I used to be. But I still sometimes have my moments when I think I'm, you know, I could do this, no problem. Of course, another one, I knocked over a woman once. she was looking in a shop window, and I walked into her quite quickly, and the next thing she was sprawled on the ground, complete with all her shopping. So I guess that was quite a clumsy moment too. So I've had quite a few, but it's a very interesting topic, and yeah, I look forward to hearing more booze on it. So take care, everyone, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye for now.